There we go.
And so you're going to have to start that all over again.
Yep. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. And good evening. Welcome to the 599 Sports Show. Craig Irwin, Trent Hart here on the 599 Sports Show, powered by Texas Podcast Media. Craig Irwin in the Randy's Rubs Hot Box. Trent Hart in the Porter's Processing Swamp Box down there in Anahuac, Texas, as the Facebook Live viewers can see us as we try to go about the Facebook Live feed once again this week, Trent, as last week went really good until the last 30 seconds of the show.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, we're figuring it out one week at a time and trying to get these new things going with the Facebook Live feed and recording some video. Maybe we can post something on our YouTube channels or something like that sooner or later, but we're getting it worked out.
Yeah,
and we'll have it fine tuned for everybody. And with that said, it backfired a little bit in our face last week.
Look, at the end of the day, first and foremost, with the live feed, one thing that we learned is nobody is allowed to come in the room if you weren't in the room to begin, right?
Yeah, no disruptions, right? Yes. We're podcasting. We're in the zone. We're in the Texas high school football zone.
You're exactly right. We're in the football zone first and foremost, and then so we did that, and then I put together the show last week and got it up online, and you text me as Texas Podcast Media was doing another podcast for a client that came in, and so as I was sitting down and I was recording that, I got our podcast up, sent the link out the whole nine yards before they come into the show to do the show, and then you text me as I was working on cleaning the computer up and getting rid of some old files, and when you text me that I'd screwed up on putting our show together, you know, I was like, well, it is what it is. And I said, oh wait, I can go through and I can fix that real fast, not a big deal. And so I went through and I deleted it and realized that I had deleted all the episodes for last week's podcast. So this is officially episode 29 again, 29.1.
Yeah. 29.1.
And, yeah.
It sucks because we had
a really good show. Your audio's cutting, Trent. Trent's internet's moving slow. It's probably because he's on the Facebook Live watching it, as well as he's going to bounce in and out. You'll see him on the Facebook Live, but we still have him here on the show. You there, buddy?
Now, let me exit out of. I'm going to exit out of Facebook too. Now, is it good?
Yeah, I can hear you good now.
Okay. Well, you know, Anahuac internet. It's swamp internet. That's what it is.
The thing about Anahuac internet, it's not near as good as what Anahuac football is. And Trent, Toby and I had
no joke.
Trent and I had a bye week this week as Cold Spring was in their midweek bye. I took a whole week off from football. I did not go do the Bullet Grill House show this week. I stayed home and we had the county fair going on, so I entertained all of that. And I had a lot of fun with the kids and such at the San Jacinto County Fair and Rodeo. So took full advantage of that. And then behind that, then, you know, obviously the rodeos and all that good stuff. Sister was in the barrel racing last night. And, didn't do as good as we wanted, but she got it done. So we've had a busy week, but you had a game on your hands down there. Anahuac, yeah. Kirbyville, 49-6 final there. Anahuac gets district started off in the right direction. And it gave you an opportunity to – we were trying to figure Kirbyville out, right, as Kirbyville had beat Shepherd early on this season. And then Cold Spring turns around and beat Shepherd by 2 points. So we was trying to figure things out and what we was going to do. As far as our pick-ems and such, you feel like that – Kirbyville's not a top four football team right now.
Well, and I mean, and that was something that we lost in the podcast last week, right? We made all of our district pick'ems, including District 10-3A, which is Anahuac and Cold Springs District. And, you know, scoreboard watching is usually how we pick all that, right? We haven't put our eyes on the majority of these teams. And not putting eyes on Kirbyville until this past Friday, I had Kirbyville in that four seed.
Right.
And I felt like pretty comfortable with that. After seeing Kirbyville, and you definitely saw how young they were. Okay. I think that they graduated, in just reading, you know, some of the stuff that I had leading up to the game, they graduated a lot of kids, and new coaching is going on over there, and they might be just in a transition period with the new scheme. And you know, they run a spread. I mean, it's nothing new as far as offenses is concerned. You can just tell that they're a little inexperienced. They've got a couple of athletes, yes, and got some younger kids that are definitely have some potential for them in the future. But after getting a good look at them, I'm thinking old Cold Spring Oakhurst has a good shot of getting into the playoffs.
It would be a nice opportunity for Cold Spring after missing the playoffs the last couple of years to get in there this next year would be pretty awesome, and get back in the at least the bi district round and look, being able to look at a die ball or Palestine Westwood in the playoffs. That, you know, for me, that would be fun because we were in that district for so long, right? With Westwood, and we talk about Westwood a lot. Westwood, just an absolute dominant football team, and they played on Saturday, beat Beaumont Kelly this last week, shut them out 43-0, and wasn't a surprise for me whenever I looked at that score. But there was a couple more shutouts this last week that I want to talk about, and not highlighting, if you will. Willis shut Cleveland out 77-0. But the relevancy behind it, and since the show didn't air this, Orangefield shut out Hardin 59-0 was the final there. Summer Creek shut out their opponent this last week, which puts on what I tell you all ago, it's like 215. They've outscored their opponents 215-0 is what Summer Creek has done.
Stupid numbers.
Absolutely stupid numbers. And that'll be relevant. So listen to the show as we progress on, because what I had to say there is going to be relevant later on in the show. Would you agree, Trent?
Oh, it'll definitely be relevant. I mean, it's just, you know, you try to look at strength of schedule, right? Whenever we were trying to make those picks last week, and we were looking at Summer Creek really, really closely.
Right.
And those goose eggs that they were able to manufacture and have been up to this point,
right,
is very significant.
Very, very significant. And at Summer Creek's not that team that we've really talked about a whole bunch. So I'm very curious, you know, of what they're going to do this week, honestly.
Sure. Absolutely are.
So,
I mean, another shutout down there. New Waverly takes care of Warren 31-0,
right,
and then Lovelady 41-0 over Tenaw.
Yes, and I actually, so the other night, last night, I was at the county fair. There was a couple of the boys, the Watson kids, and that were roping that actually all play for Lovelady as well. So I was able to actually visit with them. We just barely squeaked by Tenaw this week. And I started laughing. I thought it was pretty funny. But with that being said, I was able to revert back to them and talk to them about the Timpson game. And he said that they lost that Timpson game. It was a special – it was a 50-48 final, I believe is what the final was in that football game. But he said it was a couple of mistakes on special teams, and, you know, that was the difference in that football game for them. And their big deal was they're like, you know, why aren't we getting any love? Why aren't we getting, you know, sliding into those rankings? And I said, well, I said, I'm just going to tell you, you get on those rankings and now you got a target on your back. I said, get through district. I said, take care of your business. I said, rankings don't matter. Just take care of the business. And I said it earlier this year in one of our shows, I felt like this was the year that Lovelady was probably going to be able to beat Mart, and they may be able to.
Well, yeah, there's a long road ahead. Last few weeks, and
Trent, your audio's cutting out.
You know, they're going to keep getting better.
No, they are. They are going to get better.
Cutting out like crazy, huh?
Do what?
I'm trying to fix it on my end over here.
Oh, I got you.
As far as the
audio aspect of things. Got a lot of internet rolling with the Zoom feed that we have going, plus and everything else that we're trying to get going. It's got it all. But we've got a few viewers on the Facebook Live as well, so they're able to, those of y'all that are watching the Facebook Live, got any questions or comments, be able to drop them in the box, and we'll be glad to answer them as we progress on through the show. But going through some more scores this last week, PNG defeats Lake Creek, Montgomery Lake Creek, 62-56 was the final in that football game. Huffman over Liberty, 49-28, a game that we kind of talked about prior to on our show this last week. Hardin-Jefferson gets their first win of the season, 33-24 over Livingston. Tarkington makes a game out of it with Crockett, but Crockett gets the win, 33-21. Carthage defeats Jasper, 58-24. Hampshire Finette over Stafford, 34-14. But the big storyline, two big storylines.
Yeah, two of them.
Hitchcock defeats Silsby, 42-10. And
wow,
I don't have the actual overall numbers, but this is the first pre-district game or first regular season game Silsby's lost in like 2 years. Maybe three. So
3A team.
Yeah. And two of the very good 3A team. And we've been talking about Hitchcock.
Very good.
Yeah. Belleville falls to another very good 3A team, Columbus, 49-35. So, and we didn't even talk about this. This slipped through the radar. Houston Legacy to Franklin. So,
yeah.
Some really
That's
good
two in a row. Franklin has dropped.
Yeah. So, and Franklin is going to get in the district this week and they're going to be just fine, you know, going through district. But taking those losses early, but that strength of schedule, we talk about it all the time. And the strength of schedule is key. And Franklin has a very tough schedule, pre-district schedule. So it makes them less appealing. And you look at Newton. You look at Newton's pre-district schedule. They defeated Anderson Shiro in district this week, 62-7. But look at district. Look at Newton's schedule going into this. So Woodville, right. Woodville defeated Warren. You mentioned that a while ago. We talked about Orangefield and Hardin very briefly. Western Stark gets a win over Fort Bend Crawford, 34-14 was the final in that one. Brenham and Gilmer, another game, was in the pick-ems. Gilmer gets that win, 51-37.
I wasn't too surprised on that one, honestly.
I wasn't either.
I felt good about Brenham. I mean, Gilmer winning that football game and in the pick-ems. So I wasn't overly shocked at it. I was definitely watching it. It was the you know, I was really watching that Franklin game. I was watching, you know.
Yeah, your sucks again.
No, that game I think ended up as expected.
Yeah, no, you're right. Let's talk about them pick-ems, the overall, with where things have. One guy goes 7-1, Terry Mills, this last week. 7-1 in the pick-ems. 7-0, yeah, this last week, which – He ended up winning the state championship pick-ems that we had going.
Yeah, he did.
So, good for him. I went 6-1. I believe you went 6-1, didn't you?
I did.
What did No Show Toby do?
We haven't even talked about that. We haven't even talked about No Show Toby. Classic Toby Tullis, not in studio tonight.
Did he have a bad week in the pick'ems, I guess is my question.
He went 4-3.
Oh, poor Toby.
Yeah.
Poor Toby.
Yeah, he drops to 20th overall in the pick'ems.
Whistleblower passed him up, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, my goodness.
Elmo is sitting at 19.
You need to change that to whistleblower.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's easier for me to keep up with as it comes up as Elmo on Facebook.
I know, but it's whistleblower is so much better. So much better.
It is the whistleblower.
So, who's leading overall now?
So Ashley Elam, of course, Mr. Consistency. He went 6-1 this week. He is 28th and 6th overall.
Okay.
In second is Cullen Till, 27-7. So he's only one pick behind. There's two people with 26 wins, Landon Corbett and Ray Parkinson, and they're at 26-8. There are four people with 25, and yours truly shoots all the way up to the fifth place spot with 25-9.
Golly.
With a 38 point differential.
I'm looking forward to this week's pick'ems, seeing how everything goes. And I'm scrolling through the screens looking at games. We've already set the pick'ems, and we'll talk about them a little bit later on in the show. But looking forward to pick'ems this week, rating on how we play this thing. So looking forward to it. So we're going to take a quick break here on the 590 Sports Show. When we come back, we got some more we're going to talk about. You're listening to the 590 Sports Show, powered by Texas Podcast Media. We'll be back right after this.
From custom processing, professional guide and hunts, high tanning and gator merchandise, Waters Processing and Alligator Farm offers a personal experience like no other. Locally owned and operated in Anahuac, Texas since 1987, Waters has been Southeast Texas' choice for any hunting adventure need. Now offering full service processing of gator, deer, beef, hogs, and other wild game, make Waters Processing this hunting season's one-stop shop. Go to WatersProcessing.com or call 409-267-8413.
Bullfrog Environmental has 16 years of erosion control experience. From silt fence to construction entrances, we specialize in it all. Give us a call at 936-672-3744 or leap over and visit us on the web at bullfrogenvironmental.com.
And welcome back to the 590 Sports Show. Craig Irwin in the Randy's Rubs Hot Box. Trent Hart over there in the Porter's Processing Swamp Box. So, Trent, coming into the second segment here of the show as we get started here. And I'd like to welcome everybody that's watching on Facebook Live right now. So, like to encourage everybody to go to that 590N Sports page there on Facebook, as we're powered by Texas Podcast Media. You can see it in the background behind me. But, a lot of good stuff, man. I had a guy come in this last week, and he had already recorded one show, had a guest in this last week. So got that going, and we put that out. Downloads are good for him over the first 2 weeks on his show, the Corbin McCarty Show. And if you like small town politics, based more out of Polk County, you can go to our website. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcast and all that good stuff. So you can go there as well and find those shows. So a lot of good stuff. I had a bye week this week. Took the whole weekend off of high school football, and actually taking off this next week, Trent, as well.
Got the old anniversary going on, right?
Yes, sir. I promised the wife that I'd do something with her for the anniversary. And I made the decision for us to get married on a Friday. And we went, got married. And then from there, went home. She had to drive me home because I had a migraine. And I got up, went to the football game that night in Coldspring. So, nonetheless,
she won't be doing a football game this time.
No, I'm taking off this week, and I will be silently scoreboard watching. So, it's only fair Toby gets a week off this week, like a full week. And he's got a lot going on. He's trying to get his house finished up and all that good stuff. So, they got a lot going. So, but over the last week, Trent, you and I, we've talked just throwing conversation off of each other about different topics, you know, in high school football and sports in general, right? And you threw a couple at me, and I didn't write them down. I'm hoping you remembered them and see if you wanted to just kind of go and elaborate on some of that.
Man, I was trying to think of it earlier. I was trying to think of, you know, what the things that we had talked about during the week, and I can't for the life of me remember.
You know, so
I'm not any help.
One of the topics that continuously does get brought up outside is, you know, high school player development, and I'm going to hold it straight to football, right? I'm not going to talk about volleyball or basketball or anything like that, just strictly football, right? And the lack of, in a lot of schools, right, and at the 7th and 8th grade level, not getting that player development to help build your pipeline for when you get into high school. And I'll speak for Cold Spring. You got David Rowe in at quarterback this year as a junior. So his dad's a coach, saying he stays in Cold Spring. So we have him for another year, right? So we'd have him 2 years as a quarterback. But I go back and I look at the JV level, and I don't see that next starting quarterback there. And then you roll down below the JV to 7th and 8th grade because we don't have a freshman team. You know, just I don't see that player development. You know what I mean? And I think it's something that's lost as far as, you know, and a lot of the smaller schools, that it's a problem because you don't have the coaching staff, right? I know there's a lot of schools across the state that are dealing with budget issues, right? And with those budget issues, you got to cut guys. You they're in business to teach kids, not football, right? But you and I, we're in business for football right now and high school sports and what we talk about and how it's affecting the programs.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that we've talked about often, you know, outside of the podcast. We've even talked about it on here to a degree.
Right.
But at the smaller school level, it starts even earlier than junior high, middle school level, right? You've got these what I call Pop Warner football. It's not Pop Warner anymore. It's more of a little league football, whatever you want to call it. And now they have different associations,
right,
going on now for these smaller kids that are pre middle school. So it starts even further back into there. Right.
Right.
And I think it's important to mention that your high school coaches need to have a dialogue with some of these younger ones, younger coaches. I'm talking about coaching the small ones.
Right.
And with these leagues or whatever, having a dialogue with them, kind of sharing what the expectations are once they build their way up through the middle school level and on into high school. And trying to help those younger coaches really, really teach the basics.
Agreed.
And the fundamentals of the game.
I agree.
Right. Take the time to be invested in that, and it will pay off later down the road. It will.
Yep.
But you have to engage with those small town, little league footballs associations. You just have to, and it goes without saying on the baseball and softball side too, and or volleyball or whatever sport it is. And if you show that attention as a varsity coordinator, defense, kids.
Yeah, your audio is jacking up again. But no, to your point,
gotta love my internet connection.
I know, right? No, but to your point, I agree with you. And you got to build that pipeline. It's no different if you work in sales, right? Working in sales, you have to build a pipeline, right? You wanna have that pipeline with weekend. You know, you're like car sales. You're closing out these deals, and you're building and steadily building that pipeline up. But when it comes to the high school football, it starts at your little league level, right? No different than baseball and everything else. That's where it starts. So you got to back up, and you got to go to that, and you got to get them involved. You got to be involved as your coaching staff. You should want them to be involved with that little league football and help kind of build that. Now, I say that to say this. I know there's several leagues out there, I'm sure, that think they know it all because they played football when they were kids, that and they played high school football and was just so close to going and playing at the next level, but yet their grades or whatever kept them from doing that. They know more than what those coaches do, right? So I know they get that pushback as well, but it's still something that I feel like that in Cold Spring we're lacking, right? Because I don't see the pipeline there, and it's heart wrenching for somebody like me that really loves that program and the kids and the community, you know, just not having that depth, you know. I mean, you got Tiger Parker going to be graduating this year. Great running back. I'm just like trying to see who's going to fill them shoes. Who's going to be that next it guy. And there is somebody there. You know what I mean? As far as to run the ball. But, you know, after David Rowe graduates and moves on, then who's going to step up and take that quarterback position? You know, who's going to be the signal caller? Who's going to take them snaps? And that's what concerns me. You know, whenever I sit back and I look at it overall, who's going to take that position? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and in the immediate, you know, JV, eighth grade levels. I mean, you said it. You're starting to look at that pipeline at that point, and trying to see who's going to fill what shoes. And I actually got to see some of Anahuac's future prospects toward the end of that Kirbyville game, right in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, Braden Such is a good athletic kid that has the potential to step into the quarterback role very comfortably. And then we got a chance to look at a freshman running back that is very, very quick and can move on a dime and has a lot of potential as well. So there are some puzzle pieces that are waiting to be put in place after this year, because Anahuac is going to be this next year.
Yeah,
it'll be it's we do for year in and year out, and that's something that you want to see. You want to see those younger players and getting that time and just getting a look at them to see how they're going to fit in.
No, I agree. I'm looking forward to it. That's just like one of the topics, you know, we talk about so much throughout the week, looking at different things. And it's just like, it's very interesting, the stuff that we come up with, and we got to do a better job, I guess, really of writing it down. And
normally we talk about it, you know, on the ride home or the ride to work.
Yes.
Something comes to mind and you'll call or I'll call and we're like, hey, what about this? And I never can. Sometimes I'll remember it by the time we get to Sunday, and sometimes I won't. And same thing with you. So, but, yeah, we need to do a little bit better job, I guess, at just,
yeah,
putting it in our notes and our phoners.
notes and shoot it out
to us.
That way we can kind of stay on top of it. Your audio keeps cutting out, Trent. So I don't know if you need to close all your windows or what.
I know. I'm kicking people off the internet as we speak.
Oh, around the house. I got you. I got you. Everybody's got to get off the internet. Don't they know from 5:30 to like 6:30, 7 o'clock, we're doing a podcast and internet is very important? So, but like to welcome everybody on the 590 Sports Show that's there on the Facebook Live, and it's something that we're going to do week in and week out on the 590 Sports Show. We're going to be popping in, so be sure to send it out to all of your friends and let them get involved as well. So I'm surprised Whistleblower hasn't popped up over there on the Facebook Live as well. So
I hadn't yet.
Joe Grimes was on last week as well on the Facebook Live.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah, he was pretty. He did a really good job at stirring the pot this last week. So, got a lot of really good football games, and I say really good football games. Talk about in the Pick'ems, district play officially underway as we progress on this week here in week 6 of Texas high school football. So, district has started in a lot of areas, but the rest of the way, right? We didn't talk about, and we talked about it on the show that last week, but I believe Livingston's district starts district play this week, as a lot of the 6A schools have already started. No, they started last week. Livingston lost to Hardin-Jefferson 33-24 as they got started. But district play in full swing. We didn't even talk about Huntsville, as they defeated the West Fork Gators this last week. Pretty prominent defeat, but West Fork, brand new school, right? So Huntsville has one loss on their record, and that was to Brenham. 39-35 was the final in that one in the first week of high school football. But they got a big game this week against PNG. Montgomery.
Huge game.
Huge, huge game. So one that we'll talk about a little bit later. So I'm watching people pop up. We got a few viewers popping up on the Facebook Live now. But I'm looking down here.
That PNG Huntsville game will decide that district.
No, that it will. For sure. Liberty and Livingston game this week. Y'all have Orangefield at home this week. In our
game
district.
For our district.
Yeah.
You know,
very much so. So, who does East Chambers have this week? Buna?
They had Buna this week prior.
The week prior. Okay.
I've got it right here. They are at Hardin.
Okay.
East Chambers is at Hardin.
And that game last week, Orangefield shutting Hardin out, told us a lot about Hardin, right?
It told us a lot about their strength of schedule.
Right.
I think.
Yes. And then y'all have Orangefield this week. So we'll have, when we come into the show next week, we'll have a good look at overall what the district is, as you've seen Cold Spring against Shepherd. And that's what, going back to that Kirbyville Shepherd game this week, as we talk about it, is that game in the Pick'ems?
The
Cold Spring Shepherd.
Which game?
Or Cold Spring Kirbyville.
It is this week. The Swamp Bowl will be in there next week, Anahuac East Chambers.
Yeah. So I'll reframe back on that Cold Spring Kirbyville talk till we get to that aspect of it. Woodville, they're going to walk through this week as they have worn, right? And I'm looking forward to the end of this, towards the end of the district, and seeing Woodville and Newton. And that game
When is that game?
I'm fixing to tell you.
I've closed all of my internet windows.
Well, I get that. You was in a bind. So actually, it's the week of October 11th, and it's at Newton.
That is week after next.
Yes, that is going to be a really big game. Probably, we'll go ahead and throw this out there. That's probably going to be the game of the week for us.
Most likely will be,
because that's going to be that's probably the biggest game in the area that I can think of. So
I don't disagree at all. I mean, I'm partial to the Swamp Bowl. I think that's probably going to decide our district as well. Could be wrong. I've been wrong multiple times before.
So. Right. So jumping over into 4A Division II, looking at Silsbee's schedule. Game that we hadn't even looked at. Silsbee and Hampshire at Hampshire Finette this week. Really big game, right? Jasper has a bye this – no, sorry. I'm looking wrong.
You said Silsbee is at Hampshire Finette this week?
Hang on. No, that's the next week. So Silsbee –
okay, because I was like,
I'm sorry.
That's not in the pick'ems?
I'm sorry. That whole district has a bye except for Shepherd.
Yes.
Shepherd is playing die ball. Shepherd was on a bye week this Correct. Week as it was the St. Jacinto County Fair. So Coach Miles Robinson took the bye week this week or this last week. So you got Shepherd and die ball this week. That's the only team that's playing out of 9-4A Division II. Everybody else is on a bye. And then that district will kick off right behind that. So. Here in Southeast Texas. Obviously, we talked about Livingston and stuff a little bit, but, you know, kind of stinks not having Toby here. This last week, missing games, like not being at games, really kind of threw me for a loop.
Yeah, it does. Bye week kind of gets you out of the football mode a little bit.
It does. It does. I was in full rodeo mode. And this next week, I'll be on a bye week in full rodeo mode again as the kids will be gone to rodeos. We'll be going Saturday, Sunday to rodeos this week as well coming. So looking forward to it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the pick'ems and more. You're listening to the 5-9 Sports Show powered by Texas Podcast Media.
Howdy, folks. Randy here. At Randy's Rubs, it is our mission to bring you a variety of mouthwatering seasonings that are sure to make the ordinary extraordinary, to make the impossible possible. Creating memories with friends and family is what is most important to us, and we hope to be the cornerstone of your meals, making memories with the ones you love most. As all of you continue on your fall sports journey, Randy's Rubs wishes each of you an incredible season, and may each of you be an All-American. Go check us out on Amazon or at randysrubs.com. It don't suck, y'all.
Bullfrog Environmental has 16 years of erosion control experience. From silt fence to construction entrances, we specialize in it all. Give us a call at 936-672-3744 or leap over and visit us on the web at bullfrogenvironmental.com.
That we've been able to put together. So next week's going to have to be a really big show as we get into episode number 30. So,
well, a lot of big games. We already talked about some of the big games that will be going on this time next week.
Yes.
Right. Woodville, Newton, Anahuac, East Chambers, Silsbee, Hampshire Finette.
Right.
Some big games going on the following week.
Yeah, and we touched it last segment talking about East Chambers, Buna. East Chambers got that win 34-6, right, over Buna. We didn't get to really, we didn't really elaborate on it, but we did kind of touch on it very little. So,
just, well, East Chambers homecoming week, they took care of business.
Yeah, and it's always good to win that homecoming game, right?
Yes.
So. Going out, so what I want to do is I'm going to kind of go through some district standings, starting with 6A District 23, right? And, well, I can't do that because this page that I'm looking at is not completely up to date. So they don't have the district records in for this last week. So going through there, it's going to be a little daunting, if you will, but I would like to welcome everybody that is following us on the 5-9 Sports Facebook page. Give us a like, give us a share over there. So, but looking into this and talking about our district, and we're going to go ahead and start diving into our pick'ems, I guess, Trent, as we get started. So call that first game off. Let's talk about it. And we'll break it down from there.
So pick'ems for this week, and then just to go back over it, there's still plenty of time, right? We're going into week 6. We're halfway through the season, Craig, by the way.
Right. That's hard to believe.
It is. It really is. So we're halfway through the season. We're going into week 6. Anything can happen in these pick'ems. We've seen some people that were in the top 10 have a not so great week, you know, throwing up a 4-3 or a 3-4 and dropping them at, you know, completely out of the top 10. We've had, you know, one or two people forget, and it happens. You forget to make your picks, and but there's plenty of time. You can still get in on the pick'ems, and we definitely appreciate the participation that we've had in these pick'ems. You know, 31 people have made picks at some point or another, with, I would think, roughly about 20 of those making them consistently week in and week out.
Well, it, not only do we want to appreciate the people who have been consistent week in and week out, but also want to think about the sponsors that have a good prize pack put together for the winner, overall winner of this, which is Sports Live. So, if it wasn't for those guys,
we're gonna have some Anahuac Sports Live swag available.
Yep, 599 Sports Show is gonna have something put together. I don't know what we're gonna put in there yet, but we will. So that's gonna be, and then Randy's Rubs throwing in some seasoning in there. Looking forward to that. So, and did you ever get your pack from Randy?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And I ate that whole bag of popcorn in one sitting.
You didn't share?
No, I'm selfish.
Trent, you did not share. Well, I gave the popcorn.
I gave my daughter. My daughter was in there when I opened it all up, and I gave her a couple of kernels. But that was it.
Dude, that popcorn, Rachel and I actually ate it today. I was going through and like was snacky, and I said, you know what, let's try it. So we did, and it was extremely good, to the point where I'm probably going to go online and order me some and kind of figure, you know, get some more, because it's like, it's got some sweetness but yet some spice to it as well. So it's not regular popcorn. We lost your audio on that.
Am I back?
You're back. You are back.
It's absolutely terrible today.
It is.
Absolutely terrible.
Like, to the point we may just want to reboot tomorrow, right?
we might. So, I mean, and I might, because I might even go back to ordering a Starlink tomorrow.
You're gonna try the Starlink again.
I'm gonna try it again, I think, is where I'm at.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Gotta do something.
So let's go. All right. First game of the pick'ems.
Conroe Oak Ridge at Conroe High School.
Man, this is really hard for me, because early on I predicted that Oak Ridge was gonna do really good in our district pick'ems. And really wanted Oak Ridge to do really good. But learning what I learned after the fact, whenever I started talking about them, I wasn't quite sure. I'm going to have to go with Conroe in this one.
I'm trying to open up my sheet here. There we go. Toby hasn't sent his in yet.
We'll get him eventually and be able to get him up to date. And if you want to join in on this pick'ems, all you have to do is go to the 599 Sports Facebook page, go to the comment section of the post, and put them in there, and we'll get you dialed in.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on this, and the reason, well, let me think for a second. I'm just looking back at our district picks.
Right.
We were kind of high. I know you were kind of high on Oak Ridge. You mentioned that a while ago.
Yeah. No, and I was, and then I realized those two kids, the linebackers and the one defensive lineman, graduated last year. Two of them went to Georgia Tech, and the other one, I forget where they went.
Right. So, yeah, I have Conroe finishing above Oak Ridge, so I'm going Conroe in it as well.
What you got next game?
The next game is Atascocita at Humble Summer Creek.
So this is this game here. Oh, man, it's tough. This is a tough game, and I brought it. I said it at the beginning of the show. Potential game of the week, right? And I brought this up, this game up early, and we talked about it as I wasn't quite sure which direction to go, right? And because both of these teams are really, really good, but earlier in the show I brought up, like, they've outscored their opponents. Summer Creek has 215-0, and that speaks volumes on the defense. Defense wins championships. I'm going to have to back up on my district picks, and I'm going to go with Summer Creek.
No, I'm with you. I have to back my district picks, and I have Atascocita winning this district, so I'm going to Atascocita.
Okay. Well, this is going to be the week that you really fall behind. That's all I got to say.
Y'all are just mad that I'm in the top five, and you just don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, you're in the top five halfway through the season. That's what's impressive. What about the next game?
The next game, a pretty big game for our area, and it could have been a game of the week type situation too. Port Arthur Memorial at Galveston Ball.
So it's going to be interesting. This game is Port Arthur Memorial Story Program, Galveston Ball Story Program. If you go back early on this year, we talked about Galveston Ball and the amount of professional athletes. They've put out more professional football players in the state of Texas than anybody else. Galveston Ball is ranked in the top 25, top 10, I believe, in 6A. I'm going to have to go with Galveston Ball in this one. This is a really tough district and a really tough pick. Trent, are you lost?
Port Arthur Memorial. No, I'm typing. Okay. You know, Port Arthur Memorial is still ranked as well. Galveston Ball was able to get in the past week. I think turned some heads is why they ended up getting in. And, again, I've got to back my district picks for 9-5A. I'm going with Galveston Ball as well.
Okay. Going unanimous there. So I'm going to block Toby to where he cannot listen to the podcast until he gives us his district pick or his pick-ems.
Well, I mean, he listens to us and goes opposite anyway. He's in 20th.
True story. What you got next?
The next game is two teams that are 0-4, looking for their first win as a district game this week. Liberty at Livingston.
This game is at Livingston, and you know, I've been privileged. I do the show every Wednesday night at Bullet Grill. I'll be there this Wednesday, 6:00. Come by, get some food, say hi. And we do a really good show over there, myself and Brian Besh. Brian has a lot of insight on the Livingston Lion football team. And I'm just going to be honest, what he's had to say about the Livingston Lions has not impressed me one bit, and hasn't impressed him either. I think this is a down year for Livingston. And last time they had a season like this, they turned around the next year in one district. I'm going to have to go with Coach Ked Harrison over there in Liberty and him getting his first win of the season.
My gut is also telling me that Liberty will get their first win of the season. I actually thought that they might pull it off last week, but,
I did too.
But with that said, I think I'm with you. I think Liberty is going to get their first win of the season this week. against a down Livingston team.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it really shocks me the way Livingston's played this year. I watched them in the scrimmage early on, and I thought they were down. You know, one of the things Toby kept talking about was going into that scrimmage was the size of that offensive line for the Livingston Lions, how big they were going to be. We were going to be outsized. And really, Cold Spring compared to them very well size-wise and actually beat them up front in the trenches overall. But that goes with the roller coaster ride that the Cold Spring Trojans have had this year.
Sure.
So that brings us into that next game, which is going to be Kirbyville at Cold Spring. And the first district game for the Cold Spring Trojans, Kirbyville coming off a loss to Anahuac this last week. I think this is a game that Cold Spring should win, but it's hard for me to pick them definitely in this. And reason why, and I started to allude to this early on, is Cold Spring beat Shepherd by 2 points in the Battle of San Jacinto earlier on this season. But yet Kirbyville had beat Shepherd, and I seen what kind of a fight Shepherd put up against the Cold Spring Trojans. And so with that being said, it's kind of had us on the fence, Toby included, right, on what we can do. And then we've watched some other games that Cold Springs played and just wasn't 100% positive. Now, we know what kind of a running back Tiger Parker is. You've got to see him as well, Trent. And he's averaging over 200 yards a game running the football. But, you know, it's just you never know what that defense or what the offensive line is going to do. You know, if you're playing a Kirbyville football team that can sling the rock around and is successful at it, then you got to go with Cold Spring. But if you're talking about a team that's going to put the ball on the ground and Cold Spring puts an extra hand in the dirt or two, there's that as well. You also got to think about the aspect that Cold Spring has one of their starters that's going to be sitting out the first half of football, if not the whole game. Due to some disciplinary actions. So you're just not quite sure how all of that's going to play out, right? Makes it really hard. I'm going to stay true to Cold Spring this week and pick the Trojans. But there is that possibility, I feel like, that Kirbyville could pull it out. Now, I know you don't feel that way, Trent, as you watched Kirbyville this last week. So I'm going to let you say your spiel now.
If my audio works right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought I was going to have to talk you out of this for a second.
You thought I was going to go Kirbyville, didn't you?
I did. The way you were talking, you pulled one of those switcheroos on us the way you were talking. But to give some perspective.
I had everybody engaged.
Yeah. Just to give some perspective. Kirbyville's defense has given up the most – are the second most rushing yards so far in our district this year with 982. Next behind them would be, you know, with 1,028. So Kirbyville's, I got a good look at them.
Right.
And their defense is good in the secondary. They're fairly decent in the secondary. But they have trouble defending against the run. And going up against a Cold Spring team that has, you know, even coming off the bye week, some of the best rushing in our district. And is, you know, you mentioned Tiger Parker coming off the bye week, and he's still second in the district with 578 total yards.
Yeah.
So just some perspective there, because I felt like Kirbyville was a team that could make the playoffs this year, and I'm totally changed. Ron, I'm not trying to hate on Kirbyville, okay? I'm just based on what I saw
right
this past week. So with all that, I'm definitely going Cold Spring in that game.
Okay. I'm down with it for sure. What's our next one?
The next one is Montgomery, the Mobile Montgomery Bears at Montgomery Lake Creek.
Man, so it's hard for me to pick this one. It is, let me rephrase that. It's hard, but it's not. This is a crosstown rival football game. You're talking about a Montgomery Bear football team that's 4-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Bear with me just a second.
See, I can't even look at it right now because I'm afraid my internet will go.
I'm fixing to give you all the information that you're thinking about, right?
Okay.
So you're looking at a 2-2 Lake Creek football team versus a 4-0 Montgomery football team. So I'm gonna break down the schedules. The Montgomery Bears have beat Kingwood Park by 2 points. They beat Conroe Caney Creek 58-33. They beat Elgin 67-26. They beat Dayton 27-14. Now, I go back and I look at that. The two prominent games out of that is going to be Dayton and Kingwood Park relative to our area, right?
Right.
But you look at Lake Creek. They lose to Magnolia 59-33. They lose to St. Thomas 41 – they beat St. Thomas 41-10. They beat Houston Strake Jesuit 60-21, and they lose to PNG 62-56. Was saying all of that – it's a harder schedule. It's a home game for both teams. So you throw that completely out the window, right? I'm going to go with Lake Creek in this one strictly off of what you said, strength of schedule, Trent.
And I mentioned this to you, I think it was Monday after doing the district picks, because I got confused with Montgomery because we had them in the pick'ems, I think, the week prior.
Right.
And I think I got them mixed up, to say the least. And I ended up having Montgomery Bears finishing third. I'm looking back on that. That was not my intent. However, I think you're right. The strength of schedule for Lake Creek is much more impressive than the Montgomery Bears. So I am also going to go Montgomery Lake Creek.
Okay. That brings us to what should be.
Right.
Uh-oh. Open some audio over there.
Back and forth.
Yeah. It's a dog-eat-dog world, ain't it? So the game of the week. Game of the week, PNG on the road at Huntsville. Am I correct?
Correct.
Hang on. Trying to bring PNG up, and it's not. So let's talk about Huntsville's record. Huntsville's 3-1 overall, 1-0 in district. PNG's perfect on the season with a 1-0 record. We talked about Huntsville's one loss was against Brenham. PNG has been perfect. We'll talk about their schedule. They beat Klein Oak 39-17, Beaumont United 45-14, LaPorte 49-35, and they beat Montgomery Lake Creek 62-56. Huntsville Hornets, they lose to Bryan 39-35. Brenham, they beat Bryan 49-24. They beat Cedar Park 48-28. New Caney West Fork, a district game, 42-7, which brings us to where we're at. I'm going to let you pick first since I went first on all the rest of them, Trent.
Well, I'm actually bringing this one up, even though you just spouted off.
You got to study it, don't you? I mean, this is really, it is a big game in a district decider in 5A Division II, District 8.
Point differentials are important to me.
Okay.
On these games of the weeks.
So you got your calculator ready? I mean, it's a negative six.
Yeah, it's a negative six in PNG's favor.
Right.
Right. So I think it's going to be a close game, and I think it's going to be a shootout. I am going to go with PNG on this. I just don't know what my score is going to be. I think it's actually going to be in the 40s.
Okay.
Just judging by it. So let me bring back up. I am going PNG because I have PNG winning the district. So I'm going to go PNG 48, Huntsville 42.
48-42 final in favor of P&G for Trent Hart, Nanowax Sports Live.
Yes, sir.
I sit here and I look at this, and it's a hard game for me to pick. And P&G is going to absolutely rock that new stadium in Huntsville this week.
Oh, yeah.
Huntsville had their woe early on. They still scored 35 points in their one loss. Man, I think this game could really go either way. I'm going to go Huntsville 42, P&G 35. That's my pick. Huntsville 42, P&G 35. It's going to be a really good football game. I may take do you think Rachel would be upset if I took her on a date to a Huntsville P&G football game?
You might be visiting the emergency room.
Yeah,
if you did that.
You're probably right. Probably a bad idea. I should have got her to come up here and asked her. She wouldn't. I don't even think she's ever been in the Randy's Rubs hot box, to be honest with you, prior to us making it the studio. Looking forward to this week in high school football. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be at a game on a bye week this week, 2 weeks in a row for me, but I will be at Bullet Grill Wednesday night. So y'all come hang out, say hi, and enjoy the show. Trent, we got to get you up to Bullet Grill one night to chime in and do the show with us.
Yeah, I might have to start coming there on Wednesday night. I might have to start coming to your house on Sunday nights if I don't get this internet situation handled.
Look, Kristen, I'm relocating to Cold Spring 2 nights a week. Lucky for you, you get the whole room to yourself. Enjoy. I guarantee you, you'll get less pushback than what you think.
And I don't know about that. That might land me in the emergency room.
Send it to her in a text. You'll be good.
Yeah.
So, well, man, that's going to do it for us this week. It's a little light week here on the 590 Sports Show, episode 29, powered by Texas Podcast Media. Trent, we'll get regrouped. We'll have Toby back in the hot box next week, so looking forward to that and be able to rock and roll. So, but we do officially have a full stream on the Facebook Live, and it'll be able to stay up there. And look for the podcast to drop either tonight and or tomorrow. So look forward to that. You got anything in closing?
No, I mean, like you said, kind of a light week, but I'm looking, man, next – it's going to be a big game for Anahuac this week, but I'm so looking forward to the Swamp Bowl and a lot of big games going on the week of October 11th.
Yeah, there is a lot of big games. We're going to talk about that and a lot more on the 590 Sports Show. For Trent Hart and the Porter's Processing Swamp Box, I'm Craig Irwin in the Randy's Rubs Hot Box. We will see you at the game.
From custom processing, professional guide and hunts, high tanning and gator merchandise, Porter's Processing and Alligator Farm offers a personal experience like no other. Locally owned and operated in Anahuac, Texas since 1987, Porter's has been Southeast Texas' choice for any hunting adventure need. Now offering full-service processing of gator, deer, beef, hogs, and other wild game, make Porter's Processing this hunting season's one-stop shop. Go to PortersProcessing.com or call 409-267-8413.
Howdy, folks. Randy here. At Randy's Rubs, it is our mission to bring you a variety of mouthwatering seasonings that are sure to make the ordinary extraordinary, to make the impossible possible. Creating memories with friends and family is what is most important to us, and we hope to be the cornerstone of your meals, making memories with the ones you love most. As all of you continue on your fall sports journey, Randy's Rubs wishes each of you an incredible season, and may each of you be an All-American. Go check us out on Amazon or at randysrubs.com. It don't suck, y'all.